This is DJ Patrick Scientific, and I'm here with Fred Everything from Ohm Records. This is the House of Ohm tour, and we're here in Baltimore at the Marriott. So the first question I have, it's pretty much an obvious question. How did you come up with the name Fred Everything?
I know, huh? Usually they keep it for last. It's a really old name. I used to, way before I was even a DJ, I was doing live shows and raves, and I was really excited by the whole, like, we're talking about like early 90s. I was really excited about the whole, like, dance revolution, electronic music. And then my sets, which were live, would go on from like so many different styles of music. There was like, you know, like some, even some ambient, some drum and bass. And I was touching it all because I really liked it all. So that's kind of how I came up with my name.
Would you be upset if I called myself Patrick Everything?
You know, it's funny. Someone that I actually know in London called himself Fred Everywhere. That was his DJ name for a while. And, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny. But then someone went to a club one night, and maybe this Fred Everywhere wasn't playing so good. So he went on a message board and said something, thinking that I was him. Or he was me or something like that. So on that level, if you're going to play good, then that's fine. But if you're not, no, I'm kidding. I mean, I've seen, it's just, it's kind of, doesn't really bother me, no.
That's cool. So with all the musical production that you've done, what are some of your influences? Name some of the people that you've actually worked for. Let's start that off.
People I've worked for or with? Oh, my God. I mean, I get, if easier, I can just go with what's on my album that's coming out right now.
Please go for that then.
It would just make it easier. Like, I've got Tortured Soul from New York, Lisa Shaw from New York too, Andia Davenport also from New York, Roy Davis Jr. from Chicago, and I've worked with a lot of and Tim Fuller from Vancouver, that's who is on my album. But I've worked with a lot of different people throughout the years. It would be a bit difficult to go back to all of them.
Yeah, I know you got a large plethora of people that you've worked with. I know you've done a lot of stuff with Lisa Shaw, and when I interviewed her last time, she said, yeah, Fred Everything is just wonderful as a producer, so she really liked working with you. I thought she was from Toronto.
She is from Toronto, but she's been living in New York for so long. But it's funny you mentioned, I'm just helping her out finishing up some of the new stuff for her album, her new artist album this week. So I was just working on that this week, actually.
Yeah, hold up. Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Montreal, but I currently live in San Francisco.
That's cool. So you know Michael Terzian then, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. He was my neighbor for about a month.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Caught him down Miami. He's a good guy. Yeah, so, I mean, you've got this new album, and we're going to be playing this new album or an advanced copy of it soon. But when does it officially come out to all the listeners?
Well, technically, it's out as a pre-release on iTunes right now. And in 2 weeks, July 8th, it's coming out officially everywhere. And it's available during the House of Ohm tour also as a pre-release on CD. And it's on Ohm Records, obviously.
Okay, now here's an obvious question. What got you into DJing? Who are some of your influences? Who are the DJs that made you say, yes, I want to do that?
A lot of the Chicago guys, I think. I'd say mainly like DJ Diz, Derek Carter, Mark Farina, obviously. Mark, who's from San Francisco, was originally from Chicago, and he always kept these roots. So I definitely had that going on. And also, the early John Howard from San Francisco sets. These DJs were like really influential. I was also influenced by Heather, who's on our tour as well, and a bunch of other ones that, you know, I just can't remember right now.
So as a producer, who are some of the people that actually influenced you to make you want to produce? Because I figure it's an easy progression from being a DJ to a producer. Which one did you go, DJ to producer or producer to DJ?
Producer to DJ. I've always been a producer first. I've always made music first. So I've been influenced by so many people. I mean, yeah, I just like the producers that can, how do you say, that can be good at different styles, not just one style. You know, I'm thinking of like early masters at work in Mood to Swing, just to, you know, just thinking of that right now, people who can express themselves in very different area of that house music sound.
Well, Fred, thank you very much for taking out the time to do this interview. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much again. Sorry for the delay.
It's okay. You know, this is Fred Everything. We're here at the House of Om Tour here in Baltimore. And you're going to be in D.C. Where's the next place you're going to be?
Tomorrow we're playing Electric Daisy Carnival in Los Angeles. It's a huge party. I think they've already pre-sold 40,000 tickets.
I would love to play for 40,000 people. I envy you.
Well, it should be fun. I'm not sure if we're going to actually have 40,000 people in front of us, but there'll be a fair amount of people.
That's good. Well, continued success. You take care and